Hey, could you pass that over here? Just relaxing. Is that a poster? Yeah, can I just peek at that for a second? It looks like they did the art bad again. I do not look like that. Coincidence. I'm look-alike to this guy. Yeah, that wasn't gonna work, was it?
Well, if I ask you nicely to pretend you didn't see me, would you?
Never works that way. Nice, bounty hunter. You don't need to put those handcuffs on anyone. We can do this the easy way. Do I look like I'm a multi... No, let me rephrase that. Do I look like the most wanted man in the world? Okay, maybe an exaggeration, but not that much. So, you got me pinned for one of those bad guys? Or do I look like, you know, more like a chihuahua trying to fend in a Rottweiler's world? It sounded better when I said it the first time in my head. You don't do that? You know what? Fair point. So, you going to... Okay, so I get your point. You want a bounty, but if you take me in, they're gonna tell you you got the wrong guy for like the 50th time. That's not me coping. Look, if I was really Vash the Stampede, don't you think I'd look more like the poster? Shoot, you did catch me like that. Well, look, I can explain. I'm actually a Vash the Stampede, admirer. So I took his, classic red coat and blonde hair look and made it my own. Totally cool, right? But I can never be as cool as him. That's just not how it works. Now, mind taking these off me? You're not gonna be satisfied, huh? You think that you're gonna get all that money for what? Little old me? What do you mean, do I think that works on? It's obviously a completely original. Maybe not quite the best plan I've ever come up with, but you listen. If you don't want us both to get killed, you should probably not wave me around town. Oh, don't plan on it. Guess I'm gonna be put in the cramped back of this car. Woe is me. Do I at least get snacks? Listen. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You're obviously in control here. You have me handcuffed at your mercy. But could it at least be in a comfortable cage? Well, that's certainly one way of looking at it. How cooked am I? No, be honest with me. Is it bad? You're just gonna take me right in? Damn it. I was hoping it wouldn't be like that, but... guess hope doesn't always win. Anything you want to say? Talk about? So what gave me away anyways? You know about me. Interesting. What? What name did you just say? How do you know about him? So that's it. He did you something dirty that you'd give up the bounty flat out. Making it look like you caught me. Say you could plot up something. Not interested. You'll just turn me in otherwise? What makes you think that I'm more afraid of jail than... okay, maybe execution. You don't know that. You don't know them like I do. Well, maybe execution.
How do you know about knives?
Not sure what to say. Definitely makes things a little more awkward.
But I'm going to assume you don't know the whole story.
And I'm not about to tell you.
So going off the information you do have,
how bad is it?
Oh, come on. You could at least throw me a bone here, or at least a snack.
Really?
So, not even gonna hear me out? Okay. If that's how you want to play this, I mean, you're free to do so. I got this bounty for a stupid reason. Just like you're taking me in for a stupid reason. You want revenge? It's never that simple. Revenge turns into regret. And regret eats people up. Killing might be necessary sometimes, but it shouldn't be that way. Do you really think anybody wants a world like that? I guess it's already that bad. People shooting. The wild, wild west. Oh, for me, myself, and I. Well, what's your impression of me? Am I as bad as the rumors say? Not very convincing, am I? Having a bounty like that? I must be just as bad as the rest of them. Is that what you're thinking? Maybe you'd be right. I'm not going to spoil the surprise, and you don't look like you're in a hurry to get your opinion changed to me. So, do what you will. Was that tough act kind of convincing? Because my legs are shaking. Please don't turn me in. Yeah, I kind of need my freedom. For reasons. Reasons that I can't tell you, but there's still reasons. Have a heart here. But are you listening to yourself? There's more to life than any of this. You know, for what it's worth, I think you're a pretty stand-up person. Can see it in your eyes. Maybe I just caught a bad stray. Bounties will do that to you, and revenge will do it to you even worse. What's the only thing worse than money? Hate. That's born from something completely different. I don't know. I'm trying to keep things lighthearted, it's hard to. You mentioned two of my weaknesses in one conversation, and I'm hungry. Practically dying out here. Listen. You don't have to agree with any of this. You don't even have to hear me out. I'm just talking to myself. But if what you want is revenge, then killing is a shitty way to do it. At that point, there's nothing else you can do to them. You can't steal their food. You can't make them cry if you want to bully them real bad. It's just over. Empty. Bullet to the head or heart, it's gone. There's nothing left. A piece of rotten meat. Point is, the world ain't like that. You can spend your entire life chasing after that hate, and it'll eat you up inside until you're just like him. Sorry, but I don't lie. Why would I lie when you have all the power right now? Just trying to convince you, for your own sake. Take it as you will.
Hey, watch out. If you keep driving like that, I'll get a head injury or maybe a bloody lip.
You know what? Fine. If that's how we're doing it. Okay. What's with the diversion? This ain't the bounty's office. So you did have a change of heart. Well, if you say so. This your place? Wow. You're living in a dump.
I deserve that.
But really, this place could use some work. I see why you need the money. Or the revenge. Let me guess. I've seen that look a million times. And I know it's never for anything good. Your family was in a good spot. Let me guess. Happy parents, maybe a sibling. Look, you can shut me down and shut me up if you want. That's not gonna make you feel less alone. Trust me. Might not have ever had it as good as you, but I know what good looks like. In this mansion, in this place, it's big, but it lost its heart. You know, shockingly, you're not the first person to point a gun at me when I have my hands tied behind my back. And if you pull the trigger, I'd probably die like anyone else. That's just how life is. I wasn't trying to make you out to be some pitiful creature or something. I was making you out to be a human. And we as humans kill way too easy. But isn't it sad? I could cry for you right now. Not because of pity, but because of understanding. The world being shit is what caused this. The violence that's rampant. Knives is just a symptom. Very personal, very murderous one. You know when they said, it's gonna get better before it gets worse. I didn't think we'd fall off a cliff like this. I thought things were gonna get better quick. I thought it was gonna be the worst thing ever, and then it exceeded my expectations. Giant desert planet. And then everyone wants everybody else dead. Cities, towns, all the same. I don't know how much you know about me. I guess it doesn't matter. But if you hate him, I'm not blaming you. I have a lot of complicated feelings too. I don't like using the word hate anymore. Lost two friends to that one. At least recently. The number goes up the further you go back. Yeah, makes me seem like I'm super old. Promise I'm not. Yeah. Like I said, you have all the say, all the power. And I'm not about to lecture you for nothing. Hey, if you believe that way, just know it's gonna hurt you a lot more than it hurts him. And I don't want to see that. Revenge plays out the same way every time. Nobody's ever satisfied after it. Just leaves an empty hole, because you can't even take it out on someone. You think it'll make you feel better, and removing the cuffs? That's different. So what, am I under house arrest or something? Not complaining. You want me to maybe cook you something?
Can't promise I'm good at it, but I'd try.
If I've got one thing going for me, it's that I still got heart. Ah. You remind me of Wolfoid a little. You show your care in a different way. Not directly, and, no need for the gun, again. If you accidentally pulled the trigger, I'd be dead. You don't need to threaten me with it. One of those bullets, it'd be a waste of lead. Plus, I'm gonna say four things. One, thank you so much for giving me a chance. I was losing my head back there. Two, I really dig that look for you. It's like really giving bounty hunter badass. Three, are you going to let me cook, or was that look? I know. Just thought I'd do something nice since you let me off the hook. And four, will you go out with me? Yeah, dead serious. Didn't really have a reason, just you're totally my type. And if I'm being honest right now, it's lonely out here. Don't usually involve people, but guess I just stopped caring. Stupid, right? I know. Always have been, always will. And even then, it's better to be stupid together than alone. You look like you wanted someone. Someone to take your time, sweep you off your feet, and give you more than just a gun. Since they're overrated anyways. Tools for killing. We as humans always get preoccupied. Power. It's so, so stupid. Don't ask me. I just got sick of it. A rat race just to see who could end people faster? Doesn't sound like my kind of game. Do you think I get this bounty? Do you think I'm the worst of them? Are you seriously considering the last one? Really? You mean I got a chance? Oh, hell yes! I can still get behind this. Oh my god. Is that indirectly a yes? A maybe? Well, if my food has to depend on it, I might be kinda screwed. So maybe my smile instead? I've got pretty good looks, right? And a smile of gold. That could be all yours. Hey, you didn't need to bring out the gun again. What was it even for this time? Instinct? Really? Do I seem like I'm the threatening one here? I don't think I've pulled out my gun once since we've been here. Aw, come on. I'm not that bad. I could be a lot worse, though. I mean, think about it. Anyone who shoots first, ask questions later. That's the ones with the problem. I just can't be those kinds of people. Wouldn't you like to know? If you agree to date me, I might tell you more. I deserved it. Just put the gun down, okay? I can't cook as well as I could if you put the gun down. It's not exactly comforting. Yeah. Point taken. Still, I've learned enough about you to know you're not a bad person. Not for any other reason than you turned down using me or killing me. Taking me in for a bounty, I sound like I'm roast beef now, just waiting to be eaten. Please, spare me. I don't think I do the whole dashing man in distress bet too well. Though without often I find myself a tug of war with people trying to kill me. Yeah, it gets kind of chaotic. Well, if you want to know so bad, ask away or just... Okay, that's pretty close. You're looking at me like you're starving. Am I just what the chef ordered? That's not the term. Wait, did I do it wrong? Damn it. I swear I heard those people at the bar sing. Never mind. Well, whether I've succeeded or not, I might be at your mercy, so might as well hold a good conversation, right? Okay. Easy does it. No need to go that far. I mean, unless you want to go that far. Right. About that. You never told me your name. That's a pretty cool name. I like it. It suits you. A bounty hunter badass like you? Please. Don't stop with the glaze train. I love the confidence. It's easy to find yourself up in that situation. Lost. Kinda scared. A lot of other things. Guess I'm just more of a twisted little fella caught in the middle. As for the rest of it, you'll have to find out. What kind of a question is that? Think I wouldn't? Okay, I've never done anything like that. Yeah, I'm a virgin. What does that even matter? Never found anybody who I wanted to. Is that a problem? See? At the end of the day, it's not even a problem to you. Kinda glad it's not. I kinda pride myself on it. Whereas other people like to make it a game of numbers, I think I only want one. Call me boring. Call me whatever you want. I'd rather get lost in one person's eyes. Never say goodbye. If you learn one thing about me, it's that I don't like that. Goodbyes always take the wind out of my sails. This world has too many of them. I get it. You're asking a bunch, but look, let's be honest, I don't know you. While you did me a favor, and might be someone to me, in the future, I mean, I still don't know your motivations. So, I can't go into detail about that. Not just yet. If anything, take it as a big compliment from me that you're really kind. And that you make my heart race a little. Wanna feel it? Shot down immediately. Was it that bad of a request? Maybe. Jumping a few steps ahead was always something I did when reading books. Always trying to get to the good part. Little did I know the good part isn't the good part without, you know, the bad parts. the slow parts. So, maybe I'm like one of those books. If you rush to the end, you might just be disappointed. You miss something really cool along the way. I get it. Not saying you can't do that. Did what I say hit home? I meant every word of it. Not because I pity you or something, but because I don't. I know what it's like. Maybe not exactly your story, but enough to know that you're upriver and there's no one else offering hands. So maybe I can be something even more special to you. Instead of some stupid hand to bring you out of it, why don't we make it into an adventure? If I had to say my adventure's purpose, it is finding a certain person, stopping them, and ideally not killing anyone. Sounds kind of hard, right? In a world of guns, blades, everything made for killing. I just feel like you'd be someone worth keeping around. Hey, if you're wanting that number 4 question, yeah, I may not know exactly or trust you all the way yet, but it's a good start, right? Then again, dating someone you don't trust, that might not be good for anyone involved. Did I jump the gun again? I do this a lot. Sorry, not sorry. Guess I'm just hopeless. I'll accept hopeless to delusional any day, as well as hateful. As for the rest of it, huh? All right, cooking. That was one of the promises. Oh, that's not good. If you know how to cook, maybe it's best to leave it to you. I'll be honest, I don't know how to turn on a stove, let alone anything else. I think I might burn the place down. Yep. Sorry about that. Good intentions, right? Good intentions without any substance. Afraid I'm only really good at 2 things. Those are a secret. Not because I'm ashamed, because I really don't want you to have any more ammunition to pull a fast one on me. Whatever. Huh? Now you're just getting touchy-feely. I'm not complaining. This touch, your hand on my cheek feels like it's genuine. That's more than I could ask for. 'Cause I hate it. How this world is. Someone loving to not be alone. I couldn't ask for anything else. I am too easy. You're absolutely right. And if that's how it has to be, then I accept it. You know, those were my first kisses.
Not exactly known for being a romantic. Nor am I able to hope for such things always being on the run, but caught by a bounty hunter. I found the bounty to my lips. You're pretty sneaky. Not complaining. Hey, no need to put the gun down. Yep, down, down, down. Yep. I am not complimenting you like a dog. Just a coincidence. Promise. Please. Please? Okay. Now, as I was saying, any chance we could, you know, do this over again? Properly? And by that I mean, you not going for the gun every mistake I made? Your reactions are unique. I've never met anyone like you. As surprising as it is, almost nobody has the combination of killer instinct and cute as a button down pat. You're really cool too. Don't get me wrong. You nabbed me up before I even knew what hit me. Impressive for just a bounty hunter, as you said. I guess I'm your captive now. You know, I don't mind that terribly. Take good care of me now. Want you. Better late than never.